Chapter 1. What is a decentralized identifier, DID? Concepts and definitions. Before discussing on-chain identity, we must clarify what identity truly means in the digital world. We use many accounts every day, social nicknames, bank customer numbers, e-government real name credentials. These are essentially records kept by someone else. Whoever controls the server controls the interpretation and disposal of those records. A decentralized identifier, DID, tries to return that power to the individual so that the creation, custody, and use of identifiers no longer depend on any single institution. A DID is essentially a globally unique identifier generated by cryptographic algorithms and self-sovereign. Unlike traditional URLs or emails, it does not rely on a registrar to assign it. Instead, the user generates a key pair locally and anchors the public key to a public ledger. Anyone can read the anchor, yet no one can impersonate you without the private key. A common misunderstanding is that DID equals anonymity. In fact, decentralized identity emphasizes controllable disclosure rather than hiding. You can prove to a bank that you are over 18 and meet an income threshold without handing over a full ID copy. You can prove your education to an employer without exposing your home address. From a product perspective, DID does not replace existing login methods but complements them. In the context of financial literacy, DID can be understood as a foundation for the ownership of digital assets. Chapter 2, The Technical Principles of DID, Identifiers, Documents, and Verifiable Credentials. DID relies on three coordinated components. The first is the identifier itself, usually appearing as DID method, specific string. The second is the DID document, a machine-readable record attached after the identifier is anchored, containing public keys, service endpoints, and authorization rules. The third is the verifiable credential, VC, which addresses whether the attributes you claim are trustworthy. A diploma, a membership, or a compliance result can be signed by the issuer into a credential you hold. Together they form a trust chain. Identifier points to document, document to public key, public key verifies credential, credential carries attributes. This shifts trust from believing a big platform to verifying mathematical evidence. DID does not mandate any specific chain. Different methods can sit on different networks yet interoperate by following unified specifications. Chapter 3, Three Structural Pain Points of Traditional Identity Systems. The first pain point is data silos and non-portability. Your purchase history sits with e-commerce, medical records with hospitals, credit with bureaus. They are fragmented and closed. When you switch platforms, accumulated trust cannot be carried along. The second is single point failure risk. Identity data concentrated on a few servers means a breach, a sale, or a shutdown leaves users with almost no remedy. The third is over-collection and redundant verification. To use a service, you often must submit far more than necessary, and the verifier must connect more intermediaries, enlarging the leakage surface each time. In a wealth context, asset allocation and compliance all rest on confirming who you are. If the identity layer is fragile, even sophisticated products sit on sand. Chapter 4, Professional Analysis, Ecosystem Data, Framework Comparison, and Cases. We begin with magnitude. Since W3C made the DID specification a formal recommendation in 2022, source type, W3C official standards document, registrations of identity-related domains and protocols on major public chains have reached the tens of millions, source type, aggregated magnitude estimate from public explorers and protocol dashboards, not a precise audit. We introduce a named framework, the Self-Sovereign Identity Triangle, SSIT, with three pillars, user control, portability, and interoperability. Comparing it with centralized and federated identity shows clear differences. On control ownership, centralized rests with platforms, federated with alliances, SSI with users. On cross-platform migration, the first two are difficult while SSI is natively supported. On single-point failure, the first two are high and SSI low. Two recognizable cases, Microsoft's ION network built on Bitcoin as a decentralized identity layer, source, corporate technical blog and open repository, and the EU Digital Identity Wallet pilot using verifiable credentials for cross-border identity. Source: EU policy documents and pilot announcements. Finally, measurable metrics: number of verifiable credentials held, number of recovery methods, number of offline backups, and did document update frequency limit. Execution checklist: generate independent keys, keep at least one offline cold backup, prove qualifications without exposing originals, periodically check issuers remain trustworthy, understand recovery feasibility if a device is lost. None of this constitutes investment advice. Chapter 5: Core Application Scenarios of Decentralized Identity. The first is intermediary-free qualification verification, proving education, credit, or compliance directly to a verifier in seconds, without original documents leaving your custody. The second is ownership confirmation of digital assets. Binding an address to a DID with verifiable credentials gives inheritance, delegation, and custody an auditable trust base. The third is portable reputation. Your compliant records and contributions can be encapsulated as portable reputation credentials. The fourth is privacy-friendly compliance. Selective disclosure lets you satisfy KYC/AML while not exposing irrelevant fields. Maturity differs greatly across scenarios. Treat them as demonstrations of capability, not universally available services today. Chapter 6: The relationship between DID and digital asset ownership. Distinguish control from ownership. A blockchain address C.